We enter into the holiest week of the year right now. And it's the holiest week of the year not just because we have special ceremonies that are meant to commemorate something that happened. No, it's the holiest week of the year because we get to enter into the eternal moment of Christ's passion for us. Right? In the liturgy, we don't just reenact. We don't just remember in the sense that we remember things that happened to us earlier in our life. No. We are able to enter into the eternal moment of God's love for us. Because God's outside of time, right? And that passionate love that was shown on the cross, we get to be present to in a special way this week. It's the holiest week of the year, not because of the external trappings of the ceremonies, but because we enter more deeply into the passionate love that Jesus Christ has for us this week. And we bring with us all of the moments of the year that we've lived. We bring them all into this eternal moment of God's passion, death, and resurrection. We all had roles to play at the reading of the gospel. And it's painful. And it's supposed to be painful. Right? It's two whole chapters from the gospel of St. Mark. I hope by the end of it we were feeling like, oh man, I kind of wish I could sit down by now. So we could have just this tiny little participation in that passion. But of course, the reading of this gospel is painful for another reason, a more profound reason, and that's what is put on our lips to say. It should pierce us to the heart that we say, crucify him. And then given the chance to say, no, I didn't mean that. Instead, they yelled all the louder, crucify him. Why? Why would we be called to say such things? Because we already have. We say it with our lips at this liturgy because we've said it with our actions in our lives. I have. Every single time that I chose a moment's pleasure over my communion with God, I said, I want Barabbas, not Jesus. Every time that I chose the sin over my Savior, I said, crucify him. Every single time that I ended up being a little bit ashamed of my faith, didn't really want to live it out because, you know, the world's going in a different direction and I don't want to look bad, I was one of those disciples running away from Jesus when things got difficult. All of the moments of our lives we get to present to the Lord this week. And it's not just to feel guilt, even though guilt is a natural feeling, right? Sometimes we should feel guilty for some things, but that's not where it ends. That's the beginning. That's what we bring to the Lord Jesus. And we say, Lord, these are the various ways that I haven't loved you. I've said it with my lips, right? I've been just like Peter. Maybe those were the words on my lips where I said, Lord, I would never deny you. I mean, all of them, they probably will. They're weak, but I'm strong. I'm going to be right there at your side. And then that very same day, maybe, I denied him. In a moment of temptation, I denied him. Even though we bring all of that to Jesus, all of the ways that we've failed to love, we're strengthened by the fact that he has not failed to love, that he hasn't given up on us. This is the week not only to reflect on how I can love him better, but to reflect on how he loves me so tenderly, that I now have the strength to love him back in spite of my faults. No matter what role I've played in this passion narrative, no matter if I have at one point or another this whole year been either a Peter denying, a Judas betraying, a disciple fleeing, maybe I was a Roman soldier mocking. Every time that I mock one of my brothers and sisters, I am going back to this moment, and I am seeing this brother and sister who is meant to be Christ to me, and I'm mocking them as the soldiers mock Jesus. I take all of these moments, all of that guilt, and I give it to the Lord this week, and I say, Lord, transform this heart, because I want to love you here in the church, but also out there in my brothers and sisters, with a love as passionate as the one that you show me. I want to be not like all those other characters. I want to be like one of the first ones we read about. I want to be like that wonderful woman who in Bethany broke that alabaster jar, who said, you know what, all that I have and all that I am is yours, Lord Jesus. I just want to worship you. I don't want to be fearful of what the world thinks. I don't want to be mistrustful of you, Lord, and fleeing away when things get difficult. I want to live up to the high calling of Christianity by giving myself completely to you as you've given yourself completely to me. That's our prayer in these holy days. I pray that many of you can come to the holy liturgies of Holy Thursday, of Good Friday, and then of Easter, that we may truly enter into God's love for us, that we can learn from the God who loves us how to love him back, that on this Passion Sunday, we may reflect not only on how we failed to love him, but about how our hearts desire to love him more, and how we can love with passion the Lord who showed his passionate love for us.